Welcome to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. This podcast series offers a fun and serious look at hypnosis and offers various ideas, discuss case studies, along with NGH educational opportunities.
Hi, this is Ralph Benko calling from Metro Washington, D.C. I'm Order of Braid and a contributor to the Journal of Hypnotism, and I am looking forward to seeing you all at the NGH convention in Marlboro in August, the world's greatest hypnosis convention, not just the world's greatest hypnosis convention, the greatest hypnosis convention in history. Cover story is that I'm very grateful for the many blessings that hypnotism and the National Guild has brought into my life, and I'd like to give back. And this is a great opportunity to share things that have proven very valuable to me in my life. And I really think that I have an ethical duty to share these with my professional colleagues, in case I can either be of practical help to them, or if they simply find me amusing and a good way to pass 50 minutes of otherwise less entertaining minutes of their life.
Well, we definitely love having you every year, so that's important. And this year, you're going to be presenting two seminars at this year's convention.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about each one?
One of the two seminars that I'll be presenting is called Hypnosis as a Separate and Distinct Profession. I would recommend in future that we change that to Hypnosis as a Separate and Distinct Profession, because hypnosis, thanks to the work of the Guild and its leadership, with special tribute to Dr. Dwight Damon, the primary founder and leader for these 50-some years, hypnosis is no longer viewed as kooky and spooky. It is becoming recognized by publications such as the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Fortune, Forbes, as a separate and distinguished profession. It's very rare and a great tribute to the Guild that it has emerged from being seen as a kooky and spooky thing, exemplified by the Svengali, who was the evil exploitative hypnotist in the novel Trilby by Georges du Maurier, which, by the way, is long forgotten, but was the Harry Potter of its era. And it created an initial sensitizing event, making people very suspicious of hypnosis. Dr. Damon and the Guild have professionalized it now, and it is now being studied by Harvard Medical School and many other distinguished research institutions, and it's being recognized in the mass media as a profession. Now, by way of background, and we'll go into more details when you come to this seminar, surgeons emerged as a separate and distinct profession from barbers. Back in the old days, people used to be bled by barbers for their ills, and this eventually emerged into the profession of surgery. That's why you've got the red and white stripes on the barber pole. Lawyers emerged as from the profession of orators back in ancient Athens. People would come and present their case, and eventually that evolved into the profession of law. And accountants emerged from bookkeepers. So every once in a great while, a new separate and distinct profession emerges. Hypnosis has now emerged from the kooky and spooky reputation into something that people recognize can help everyday people solve their everyday problems. Come to my seminar in Marlboro in August at the world's greatest hypnosis convention and learn more about how we became a separate and distinct profession and how you can make hypnosis into a separate and distinguished profession. Oh, 10 years or so ago, maybe more, I took the late Elsom Eldritch's How to Become the Obvious Expert seminar, which will be taught this year by my friend and colleague, Wendy Packer, which basically says, in order to become recognized as the obvious expert, write a book. So the book that Elsom Eldritch inspired me to write, the Webster's Dictionary, How to Use the Web to Transform the World, won the World e-Democracy Trophée du Choix des Internautes in Paris. I was given the trophy in the French Foreign Ministry, the Quai d'Orsay, and it was absolutely transformational in terms of imprinting me as the obvious expert. I'm going to teach you all of the tricks, how you can use the web mesmerizingly as well. It comes down to casting yourself as the hero of your own story, rather than being didactic, meaning explaining things and being technical. What you really want to do is you want to generate a powerful narrative with you as the hero, transmitted through the web. And I will teach you all the hacks if you come to my seminar in Marlborough at the NGH convention this year.
First of all, the convention is a blast, just as a way of finding, seeking pleasure, finding the enjoyment of the sociability. It's an enormously sociable place. And to be meeting up with old friends year after year, getting their story and sharing your story with them, it's just a pure pleasure. Number two is the profession continues to evolve. And no matter how diligent you are about reading the journal, which I am, cover to cover, okay, or reading Hypnogram, which I am, there are no more covers on it, but hey, I know how to turn the pages of the PDF, okay? There's just no way to remain at the top of breaking events that is better than going to the convention and, of course, to the Golden Weekend when you can afford to do that. So it's a great pleasure. You learn a lot about the state of the profession. And finally, you know, there's always more to learn about becoming a proficient hypnotist. You have so many really accomplished, top of their profession people teaching their best practices, that it's a cornucopia of ways of improving our capabilities as a hypnotist. And if you are serious about being the best hypnotist you can possibly be, well, it's attending the convention is an absolute must, but also a pleasure.
Excellent. Well, Ralph Banco, I appreciate you taking the time to join us on our NGH podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. You're welcome to share your ideas for future podcasts by emailing us, nghpodcast@ngh.net.